Hallelujah. Please be seated.
And everyone that is here tonight and excited to be in the presence of the Lord, say aloud, Amen. We are looking at the nature of the power of God, the nature of the power of God in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and in verse 38 as our text. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This is the nature of the power of God, part 2. Our objective is to understand, like he says, the nature of the power of God. And our second objective is to understand the workings of the power of God. By way of introduction, earlier on we had said that the power of God is responsible for the making of the earth. The power of God is responsible for the creation of the earth. In Jeremiah chapter 32 and in verse 17, Jeremiah 32, 17 say, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. You made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. What is the power of God? That is, we are talking about the power that made the earth and made the earth, the Mars, and made the Venus, and made the Jupiter, and made the Mercury, the great planets of the earth, and made the stars, and made the galaxies, the Milky Ways, and made the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the hemispheres, the great oceans of the earth, the great seas, the power that holds the sun in place, the power that gave the boundary to the sea, and said, thus far and no further shall thou go. Said, I rebuked the waters of Noah, I have placed a perpetual decree that the earth shall not be overrun anymore by water. That same power. We started defining the power of God. In the first service, we said that the power of God is the ability, the capacity, the capability of God. What can God do? What is he capable of doing? The ability, the capacity, the capability of God. Then we said number 2, that the power of God is the energy, the might, or the almightiness of God. The energy, the might, the agidigbaciousness of God, the obadabadaness, okamaleyaness, the say it and do itness. The power of God is the energy, the might, the almightiness of God. We said that in the first service. And then thirdly, we said that the power of God is the rule, the control, the influence of God. The rule of God, the control of God, the influence of God. What is the span of his rule? What is the control of his rule? What is the extent of his rule? In this second service, we shall add 3 more to this definition, and that is, fourthly, that the power of God is the potentials or the possibilities of God. The power of God is the potentials or the possibilities of God. It is what is possible with God. Everything that is possible with God is available for his power to deliver. The potentials of God, including what God has not yet done that we are not yet aware. What he can do that he hasn't done yet. The potentials of God, the possibilities of God. And you know that the possibilities of God commence where the possibilities of man end. You know that God's possibilities start where man's possibilities stop. The power of God. What is the power of God? Number five, the power of God is the authority, the dominion, or the dominance of God. The in chargeness of God. In chargeness. The authority, the dominion, the dominance, the in chargeness. Help me put the spelling of in chargeness on the screen. Hallelujah. Wherever witches and wizards gather, he's in charge. Wherever occultic people assembled, in charge. Let me summarize it with a sixth point, and that is to say that the power of God is the supremacy and sovereignty of God. The supremacy. That is his almighty highness. The supremacy. That is where he appears and every other small letter G God disappears. The supremacy. That is where he steps in and no other God is permitted to stand. Huh? That is, he cannot arrive and a God is standing. Did you forget? When they took the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord into the house of Dagon. Was that not 1 Samuel chapter 5 from verse 1? And they stood it, the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. Somebody say, great mistake. Is there any of this mic stand that is movable? Anyone that is easily movable.
Can this be loose here? Is there anyone here that can be loose? It's loosable?
Is there anyone that is... All right, bring it. Come. They carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, if this is the Ark, and this was Dagon. Dagon was here. They brought the ark and stood it side by side. That is, they were equal. That is, Dagon, your age mate, has arrived. And they put them side by side. Read it on, and see what the Bible said. And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. Listen. In the morning they arrive. Dagon moved from here and lie down flat. Dagon dobalize. You know what Yoruba people call dobale? Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I lie before your face and say that you are God. I think that was the song that Dagon sang and laid down flat. So they thought it was a mistake. Maybe wind blew. Maybe somebody by mistake pushed Dagon down. They carried Dagon and refunded him back. That is a god, and they refunded him back to his place. It's a mistake. Read on. And when they arose again tomorrow, this time Dagon was falling before his face to the ground, before the ark of the Lord, and the head and his hand and the palms of his hand. Yesterday he only fell down. Today he pieces. Just looking like that. Yesterday he only prostrate. Today his neck broke, his head cut, his pants were broken. He had two dangerous surgeries, what we call surgery. The ark did two surgery. We call it destructive surgery. The first one was decapitation. Second, amputation. Amputated his hand, decapitated his head. That was when they realized that this thing was not a mistake. Because Jehovah does not have age mate. Hey! I am here to announce to somebody, every satanic, demonic, witchcraft spirit, every occultic power, every witchcraft power, every ancestral power, every generational power contending with El Shaddai in your life, after tonight, their neck shall break, their hands shall be cut off. Somebody shout power. Do you understand the meaning at all? The neck of Dagon broke. Neck, the head cut off. Head is center for strategy. The hand of Dagon cut off. Hand is headquarter of strength. That is, every strategy the enemy has organized, in the presence of his power, they die. Every strength of the devil, when they confront his power, they die. I am here to announce, every wisdom of the pit of hell, every strategy they have employed against you, against me, against the church, against our nation, by the power by which I preach, their strategy is cut off now. Their strength is destroyed now. Look at your neighbor, say, it is over with that devil. That devil that will not let you rest. That will not let your family rest. It is over with that devil. Somebody shout power. Overnight, somebody is going to have a revelation, an encounter that will show you that the head of that witch is cut off, that the hands of that occult is cut off, that their power has expired. Somebody shout power 7 times. The meaning of that to you is, you cannot be carrying the power of God and be fearing occultic power, and be fearing witchcraft power, and be fearing ancestral power, and be fearing
Native doctor, witch doctor power. You cannot be connected to the power of God and be afraid of negative power. Somebody shout, no more.
Take your seat. Mahashatatatat. Power of God is the sovereignty of God. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the elephant that has horns. Makoko babaraka takadege leke frike teke sikatiko koko. Jugada la fete ketika sokopra katika la garanasta. Jakote me prete te dina malafito proto ko zagadash. He is the one that passes through the ocean and his body is not wet. He's the one that buries his enemies. You don't see their graveyard. Hey! He's the one that fights battle and you can't see the dust of war. Somebody shout power! Oyigi yigi. Obada bada. Omanya manya. Somebody scream power! Let me announce it for the final time tonight. Every that is in contention with the power of God in your life, every power from the occult realm, from the witchcraft realm, from ancestral realm, from generational realm, from the realms of the skies, from the covens of hell, every power contending with the power of God in your life, in our lives, every power challenging the power of God in your life and in my life, tonight they are buried forever. They are buried forever. Somebody shout power. Take your seat. You shall hear news of their burial, of their funeral. Before this time tomorrow, a dangerous, unrepentant agent of the devil shall be laid to rest. A dangerous, wicked, unrepentant agent of the devil shall be laid to rest. Somebody shout power. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. From the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 38, we can deduce the workings of God's power. And these are the following workings. See how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. What will this power do? Number one, the anointing is both a person, and that is the Holy Ghost, and a possession, and that is power. It's both a person and a possession. He is the person of the Holy Ghost, and he is the one that we possess as power. The anointing is a person, and the anointing equals power. Second, we said that in the first service. The anointing or the power of God is a limit lifter, a limit breaker, a motion initiator. Jesus Christ seemed to have had a limit for one reason or the other. He never moved to heal the sick or deliver any oppressed person until the power came upon him in the waters of Jordan and the limit was lifted. And the limit was broken and the motion was initiated. And we said, and I don't know why that this was not included, that unction or power equals motion. Unction or power equals motion. Equals motion or progress. And in case you are here, and all this while, it seems as if something has kept you within a certain circumference. As if you are moving. And when you reach a certain level, you just remain there. For the last 10 years, your life has not shifted. last 5 years you have not shifted. Everything has remained the same in the last 1 year. That devil is a liar. Every circumference where the devil has kept you, where the powers of hell has kept you, where the powers of witchcraft has kept you, I am here anointed by power and fire to say in the name of Jesus, you are shifting out of there. You are shifting out of there. You are shifting out of there. Shout the loudest amen. Help me shake the hands of 7 people. Tell them you are shifting. You are shifting. You are shifting. You are shifting. Somebody give the Lord a loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. A loud shout of praise. Take your seat. Somebody testified in the first service. He's an engineer. He has been in the private sector. But he said he had wanted a civil service job. Because in the private sector work he has been doing, the work doesn't come all the time. And he has been looking for this job for how many years? 15 solid years. And just today he arrived here with an 11th hour miracle. As a principal engineer of a federal government ministry or parastatal, a principal engineer. After 15 years of being in the same cycle, that is the power I'm talking about. I don't care how many years your own has been, an 11th hour miracle is coming. You are shifting now. Somebody shout again, power. It must happen tonight. It must happen tonight. I don't care whatever charm they put on your head to make you sit on the same spot. That charm shall catch fire tonight. And you are rising beyond your limitations. Somebody shout power. If I were you, I would begin to celebrate already. Because the enemy's embargo is lifted. The restriction is over. The limitation is over. The frustration is over. Mashataka babalaya. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. The anointing or the power of God is a limit lifter, a motion initiator. Thirdly, we said the anointing or the power of God is fuel for supernatural events and effects. It makes things to work out and it works out things. The unction or the power equals action. Events. Effects. When the power of God is working, if you are not careful, you come to a point where your life becomes an event center. That is something positive is happening all. The life of Jesus was permanently filled with events. Turning water to wine, multiplying bread, walking on water. Oh ho! Some people came to ask him. They said, "Are you the one to come?" That John the Baptist is asking. Say, "We should come and ask you. Are you the one to come, or we should expect another? Are you the Messiah?" You know what he answered them? He said, "Go and tell him the blind see, the deaf hear, to the events." He said there is something to see and something to hear. If you hang around me, there is always something to see. Hey! Hey! Who is God speaking to here today?
Oh, there is always something to see. There is always something to hear. There is always one manifestation or the other. There is always one move of God or the other. There is something positive happening all the time. For a very long time, every Sunday here, there is a new song. After a short while, a new, brand new church dedicated. We just dedicated Lagos Church. Event. Can you show it? We just dedicated another church in the village. Event. People watched it, the village church. Two governors were there. One deputy governor. Local government chairman of all the of all those local governments there. Traditional rulers. Honorable members of the House of Representatives. Event. Events. Ay, 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 ay. Lord's Garden building is going on. Buildings, everything, all the time. Event, event, left, right, center, up, down. Hey! Maya God, how can you be connected to such a place and there is no event and no effect in your life? That devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. I announce today, I prophesy today, your life, your destiny shall be full of events and full of effects. Somebody shout power! Look at your neighbor, say congratulations for your event. The Bible said, declare thou that thou may be justified. Now you tell seven people, congratulations for your events, events, plural, events, 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 events. Give the Lord a bigger shout. A bigger shout. A bigger shout. A bigger, bigger shout. Woo! Take your seat. It's power. It's power. Events. There are many, 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 many more events. But time will fail me to tell you. That was number three. Number four, which we have not dealt with at all. The anointing or the power of God is catalyst. Somebody say catalyst. Is catalyst for supernatural repairs, renovations, or replacements, which is what healing is all about. He went about doing good, healing. Healing is repair. It is renovation. It is replacement. Healings happen in the atmosphere of power. The meaning of that is unction or power equals restoration. Maybe you are here today, there is something around your life that appears damaged. Maybe some people damaged your name. Maybe some people stepped into your relationship to damage your relationship between you and your wife or your husband or your friends. Maybe some people try to damage your opportunities. Maybe the devil tried to damage one part of your body or the other. Maybe it's the kidney, maybe it's the liver, maybe it's the ovaries, maybe it's the uterus, maybe it's the brain, maybe it's the heart, maybe it's the lungs. Anything that the devil is planning to damage in your life or has already damaged, by the power I minister with tonight, I prophesy they are repaired. Hey! God God is repairing something, is renovating something, is restoring something in the life of somebody. Somebody who walked out of your life is walking right back. That's right, that's right, that's right. There is a restoration in the place of joy walk, a restoration in the family, a restoration in the workplace, a restoration of relationship, a restoration in career, a restoration in destiny pathway. Somebody is about to catch up. Catch up the years, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the locust, the palmer worm has eaten up in your life. You are catching up those years. You are the one shout the loudest. Amen. Somebody shout repair. Restoration. Replacement. By power. Is happening. In my life. Now.
Somebody say, how can it happen? You don't need to know how it will happen. Right? You want to know how it happens? Then you should want to know what made the water become solid for Jesus to walk on top. How H2O became C6H12O6. How water turned into wine. You want to know how 5 loaves and 2 fishes fed almost 20-something thousand people. How will it happen? I don't know and I don't care. Hey! Look at your neighbor, say, how will it happen? Answer, I don't know. Ask another, say, how will it happen? Answer, and I don't care. It will happen. It go happen. It go must happen. Oh! That is why you are called the over. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you said you will do. What you said you will do. That is what you will do.
That is why you are called Jehovah.
See my own version. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. I don't know how it will be, and I don't care how it will be. That is how you are called. We heard a testimony from a girl in the first service. I didn't finish hearing it, but I saw something like restorer of my soul. The contact of the phone.
Yes, sir. Her SIM damaged. So she got another one, and there was supposed to be a backup from MTN. But when they went back, they said that there's no backup in their system for her. So
all the contacts disappeared.
Yes, sir. And so as she was leaving service yesterday, she heard in her spirit hymn book. She went to the bookshop and bought the hymn book from you that day. And so she began to look for the song that tallies with the demand she wanted. And that was the restore of my soul. So after singing it, she now took her phone and put in that page and closed it. That was in the afternoon. By 9...
I thought you were saying, restorer of my phone.
Yes,
oh my God, restorer of my phone. Restorer of my phone. And what happened, sir?
Ogidi gidi.
Una bia 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 bia. Ola ola.
So sir, within few hours.
Within few hours.
Within few hours, after she placed the phone in the page of that song, she had some beeps in her phone and came back. All the contacts have been restored on the phone.
Hey! 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 Ay, 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 ay. I announce to somebody here, between now and this time tomorrow, everything that is left you, whether it is contacts, relationship, finances, favor, testimony, whatever belongs to you that the enemy took from you or that left you, I prophesy restoration. Somebody shout restoration. Somebody shout, I receive what is mine now. Wave your hands and give him the praise. We are going to take this song at the end of this service. Father, we give you the praise and give you the honor. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Mashata kabalagayane. Mashata kopakawaya. So it's supernatural repairs, renovations, replacements. And the summary is restoration. A pastor testified the other day how that armed robbers, one armed robber met him. He was driving out with his wife and 4 children in the car. And he said, bring your key. He opened the door and hit the man, thinking he was alone. All of a sudden, he realized 7 people surrounded him. Well, he said, according to him, that for the security of his wife and children, he decided to hand the key to them and left. And he called on the spot. And he said, this is what has happened. I told him, I said, number one, the car is arrested. And number two, not one of them shall go free. Not one. So he went to the police station. And while he was reporting in the police station, there was a call, distress call to that police station, that there is robbery in GRA now, in the supermarket, with a car registration number so and so, they are using to rob. And they just killed somebody, another person, somebody in the car. And the pastor said, that is my car. That's my car. The car I just came to report here. That's the car. The robbers have killed somebody already. But they couldn't kill this man. Today, the man called me. Number one, the car has been recovered and restored to him. Number two, one of the armed robbers was shot dead when the car was recovered. Number three, 2 or 3 of them, they have been rounded off, remaining the balance to be arrested. Oh, he said everything you said came to pass. Car restored and none of them went free. Anything that needs to be restored by this same anointing, I announce, they are restored. Say amen like a believer. Amen like a believer. A louder believers. Amen. Take your seat and take your seat and sit down. And that was number 5. Okay, that was number 4. The anointing or the power of God is a catalyst for supernatural repairs, renovations, or replacements. And the summary was, unction or power equals restoration. Number 5, the anointing or the power of God is therapy. Therapy means treatment. Is therapy for supernatural relief of pressure. Supernatural relief of pressure. It says, healing all that we are oppressed. Oppression is pressure. When a person is pressed down, it's called oppression. It's therapy for supernatural relief of pressure. The anointing of the power of God is responsible for the release of weights and burdens. Burdens. Acts 10:27, in that day the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So unction or power equals liberation. You are not permitted to remain bound with the availability of the anointing. Am I communicating? You know, this life is full of a lot of pressures. There are people here tonight under a lot of financial pressure. Since the recession arrived, it is another dangerous form of oppression. Financial pressure. I don't know the number of text messages I get of people, landlord has given me quit notice. Some it is quick notice. No, quit notice or quick notice. And it looks to me like the quick notice means that go quick. You know, it's quit notice. It says quick notice. That is move out quick. See, quit notice. All manner. People have been taken to court because they couldn't pay house rent. All manner of pressure. People have come to church with pressure. Pressure from home. Mother is sending for money. Father is asking for money. The person is in town here, cannot attend to it. Pressure in the home. Husband unable to meet the needs of the family or the needs of the wife. Pressure in the office. Employees are unable to be paid. We've had all those kind of pressures here and there. Some pressures in the night. Unable to have, cannot boast of 2 hours clear sleep until a demon is chasing them or pressing them down in the night. That devil is a bastard. Pressure from spirit wife, spirit husband, spirit children. All manner of pressure. Pressure of ancestral generational family limitations. Pressure on all fronts. Somebody quenched one fire, another fire started. Hand finished one problem, another one started. That devil is a bastard. That is why we are here tonight by the anointing of the Holy Ghost to declare that every pressure that will not allow you to rest, today those pressures shall be laid to rest. Some have developed migraine headache because of pressure, developed ulcers because of pressure, high blood pressure because of pressure. Back condition as if they are carrying a weight on their chest. I announce today by this anointing, the body removing, yoke destroying power of God, that pressure is over forever. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Today marks the end of all pressures in my life by the power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I receive freedom now. Take your seat. Someone overnight, it will be confirmed to you that load is not your own. That sister there, you just remain standing. Remain standing, yes. Come in the middle here. She's coming forward. Just remain there. Remain there. And lift your hands. I just saw like a container, like a basin in which a lot of garbage things were put inside. And the enemy was not you, but your enemy. They were putting it on the head. And it appears to me like there are dreams that you have seen where they have tried to put such things on you. But today marks the end. When was the last time you had such an experience, like in a dream where you saw something like that?
Every night.
Every night. And in the dream, I used to see darkness. I can't see light at all.
And you see that garbage on your head, yes, with rubbish put inside it.
Yes, sir.
Carrying it on your head.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I would be in the car carrying the load.
Carrying the load on your head.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Lift up your hands. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Today, I announce to everyone here, every load the devil has put on your head, whether it's a load of madness, the load of insanity, the load of pressure, the load of oppression, today, that load is being set on fire. That load is being set on fire. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every demonic garbage on my head tonight, catch fire. Fire!
Fire. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Ill luggage. Ill baggage. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Ill demonic luggage. Ill satanic baggage. Catch fire. Catch fire. Fire. Mahash. Lebere de Hesi. The Kokosoko Prakatasata. Lamakasate Lebre de Glayadash. Fire. And there are over 14 people here tonight. That thing the devil put on you is catching fire now. And as it catches fire, the power of God is coming upon you. That's right. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. On fire. Now. Jesus. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the adoration. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. The pressure is lifted. 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 That pressure that affected your blood is over forever. Hypertension is over. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat 1 minute. Father, thank you. And so, the anointing of the power of God is therapy for supernatural relief of pressure. And I also added that it is responsible for the release of weights and burdens. That is, unction or power equals liberation. Finally, the anointing or the power of God is a product of the presence of God. For God was with him. The anointing or the power of God is a product of the presence of God. For God was with him. The presence of God is the presence of power. And the absence of God is the absence of power. The presence of God is the presence of power. And the absence of God is the absence of power. Let's conclude. And the conclusion is the same. That is, the power of God is the answer to the problems of man. To connect power is to collapse problems. To connect power is to collapse problems. To connect power is to collapse problems. And secondly, the presence of God, like we just saw, is a basic requirement for the power of God. To cultivate his presence is to cultivate his power. To cultivate his presence is to cultivate his power. Anything you will do to keep yourself in God's presence, do it, and the power will follow you. But tonight, I see somebody here rising beyond the limitations of your father's house. That amen is so paralyzed. The limitations of your lineage. The limitations of your brothers and your sisters. What the others were unable to achieve. Now listen, you will achieve it and God will use you to pull the others out. Shout the loudest. Amen. Stand up on your feet and lift up your hands where you are. Lift up your hands where you are and begin to appreciate God. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him tonight. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him for his word to you. Worship him. Worship him.
Worship him. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands and we're going to pray two brutal prayers. You are going to ask the Father to repair your life. Anything damaged around me, whether it is my character, testimony, my integrity, my relationships, whatever is damaged, whatever is missing, whatever is lost, Father, repair, replace, restore. Lift your hands and say, Father, I make demands on your power. For the repairs,
the restoration,
the renovation
of the things
pertaining to my life,
of my spiritual life,
my relationships,
my resources,
my destiny.
Father, repair.
Father, restore.
Father, renovate.
My life.
Today.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your hands and you're going to say, Father, deliver me from every pressure. Deliver me from every... Father, I receive deliverance. From every pressure.
Every burden.
Every concern.
I receive.
Deliverance.
Now.
I'd like you to mention the pressure. That financial pressure. Marital pressure. They are putting pressure on you to get married. Career pressure. Destiny pressure. Deliver me, Lord, from the pressure. Lift your voice, speak to God. Pressure. The pressure at home. Pressure in the family. The name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. A deliverance is coming. That thing that is a pressure in your life, tonight is his barrier. That thing that is damaged in your life, tonight is the night of its repair. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Oh my God. Restore it.
Restaurant of my life. for Priya Mada, pray in the spirit. Your hands everywhere you are, the main sanctuary, the galleries, the overflows. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Lift your hands high. The anointing with power is about to land on you. Be upstanding if you are sitting or kneeling down. Just be upstanding, everybody, and lift your hands high. And that anointing with power, when it comes, shall cause the brakes to be taken off and cause the motion to be sparked off. That anointing shall cause the delay to be arrested. The delays to be arrested. That anointing shall cause events and effects to manifest. For your life to become an event center. That anointing shall catalyze repairs. Damages done to your life and destiny. Things lost shall be restored and repaired. And that anointing shall relieve the oppression, relieve the pressure, lift the weight, and lift the burden. Lift your hands high. Healings shall take place. Angels are released on assignment. Power shall flow. Chains shall be broken. The cages shall be opened. The doors shall be opened. And the freedoms shall manifest. Lift your hands high. Father, let the power flow from the front to the back, from the left to the right. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Let the power flow. Lift the hands higher. Let the vida mama gada gaza gala. Ele bebe remene gaga. Also let the memerina mama gaga zala. Master lead the baron go 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 zala. Itala mama gada gaza gala ya. Ekezina mama gaga la ya. Itala barani gaga la gaya da da da. Master leverina gaga ngoro. Masala da barada. Lift the hands high. Father, let the power flow. Let the power flow. I will count up to five. And at the count of five, you place the hand up on your head and scream power, and something shall drop upon you. You scream power with a turnaround, and something shall drop upon you. Father, let the power flow at the count of five. In the name of Jesus, one. Anointed with power. Two, three, four. Are you ready? Lift your hands high. Father, let every unclean spirit check out. Every spirit of rejection, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, every ancestral curse, generational curse, every spirit of witchcraft, every force of diabolism, every limitation from hell, let it be dismantled, let it be broken, and let power fall. That's right. Acceleration, motion, be sparked off, delays be over, pressure be out.
in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Four. Are you ready? Ikabagadagala.
Upon everyone here, the encounters you have received continues overnight. You will experience drastic encounters that will cause a turnaround of story. As you return tomorrow for divine encounter on Friday, you are returning with testimonies of supernatural events and effects, of the breaking of limitations and embargoes, of the move to the next level. Father, thank you. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands high.